You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, welcome to MLB.com Extras. Today we are talking Mets baseball, and we bring in Anthony DiComo of MLB.com, our Mets reporter. Oh man, Anthony, the biggest question on Mets fans' minds, the one that they keep tweeting me about, they stop me in the street because they want to know, are the Mets going to bring Big Sexy back to Queens? Could we see the return of Bartolo Colon in a Mets uniform?
Yeah, look, it's possible. This strikes me much more as a almost wishful thinking on Colon's part, because let's face it, he's in his mid-40s now. He's coming off a season in which he accomplished very little and didn't prove that he was an effective big league pitcher. So while the Mets are indeed quite interested still in bringing back some starting pitching depth, and while everyone around Flushing, I know, still has warm, fuzzy feelings for Bartolo, is it the best fit? Probably not. So, maybe if Colon is willing to come to camp on virtually no guarantees of money, of playing time, of anything like that, on a minor league deal, it could potentially happen. Let's not underestimate what he can do for some of the younger guys in the bullpen. The Mets have a lot of young relief arms there who are trying to make the team and trying to make names for themselves. So that's all well and good. But as far as him being a guy who the Mets are going to go out and target and really pursue here late in the offseason, I just don't see it. There are some other names that maybe make a little more sense. And frankly, all told, it's the most likely scenario is still if the Mets just go to camp with the starting pitching depth that they already have in place. So I totally get the interest. I totally get why people want this to happen. But my advice would be just don't hold your breath.
All right, let's talk about another Mets pitching legend. Johan Santana, the two-time Cy Young Award winner, obviously had some injuries in his career, which is why he didn't achieve everything that he would have liked. But he talked about how he would potentially like to make a return. What's the likelihood that that happens?
I would say that's significantly less likely than Bartolo Colon rejoining the Mets. Look, Johan Santana was one of the greatest pitchers of this generation, I think. Just like I talked about warm, fuzzy feelings with Bartolo Colon, certainly what he did that night in 2012, going out and throwing that no-hitter, the first no-hitter in franchise history, I think everyone will always remember that. But you got to face realities. This guy's had so many shoulder problems, so many shoulder surgeries. He hasn't pitched in the league in half a decade now. So it's really hard to envision him being able to make it back. And good for him for going through this, for continuing to try. It just shows, I think, how much he wants to and how much, he probably still believes he can come back and pitch. But as far as him coming back and being an effective pitcher in the big leagues ever again, I just don't see it. But, let him go out there, let him try. And he surprised us before. He could very well surprise us again.
Speaking of injuries, you wrote an excellent piece where David Wright opened up to you about his injuries and his future in baseball. When you were talking to him, when you met with him, and when you sat down and, got the full story, what stood out to you the most?
I think just, he was very frank and very open. And I think what stood out was really throughout this process, he has been kind of the optimist. And not that he wasn't still saying, yeah, I want to make it back. But the tone changed a little bit this week. The tone became, I really don't know. The tone became, there's a chance this doesn't happen. And this is really the first time I had heard this stuff from him. So, the thing about professional athletes is they're all wired a certain way. And that is, they all think that they can do it. You have to. You have to, have more faith in yourself than maybe anyone else will. So when all of a sudden you're starting to doubt yourself and your own ability to do that, and I think it's human nature, anyone would after he hasn't played in the major leagues in a year and a half now. He's played 75 games combined in the last 3 years. He has had so much trouble just getting the back into shape, the shoulder, neck surgery, all of this stuff combined. I don't think he ever realized how difficult this would be. I don't think anyone realized how difficult this would be. So for him to acknowledge kind of for the first time that, maybe this won't happen and maybe this is the end, and maybe what I accomplished, all those years ago is going to be the sum of what I do in the big leagues. To me, that was really kind of self-aware of him. And I think it made a lot of people who read the piece a little sad, knowing that, you know, yeah, it very well could be. And the thing about David, more than any other player I've covered, I would say, is that he really doesn't have critics on a personal level. Everyone in the Mets organization wants this guy to come back and succeed. Fans want this guy to come back and succeed. He is really looked upon as one of the good guys in the sport, one of the good guys in the game. So it's definitely a tough spot for him and a tough spot for everyone around the organization to be in. But yeah, I think that's what stood out to me most. It's just that realization that maybe this isn't going to happen.
Do you think we'll see David Wright in a major league game again?
You know, like I said, it's been a year and a half. I would say this. Will we ever see him come back and be an everyday contributor? And I'm not even talking about what he did in his prime, even what he did post-prime when he was still playing. Will he ever come back and do what he did, for example, in 2015 down the stretch, playing, you know, more often than not, producing when he did play? Will we ever see that again? Probably not. Will he make it back to the field for a little bit, for a little cameo, which I think would be a really nice thing for him to go and come out at Citi Field and see the fans and receive that kind of ovation, almost a send-off. I wouldn't be surprised if he can make it back to the field in some form or fashion. But again, only he knows what he's going through in terms of what he feels on a daily basis. You're talking about now we're a couple weeks away from spring training, and he hasn't been able to get out there and throw a ball or swing a bat or do any of those things that you need to do. It certainly wouldn't surprise me if he never comes back, but I'll give him the benefit of the doubt right now and say, yeah, there's a chance we see him in a uniform still.
Well, you mentioned his character and the fact that he was a leader in the clubhouse. I remember just watching him kind of in awe, and the way he carries himself in the clubhouse. I mean, guys who were older than him, guys who were younger than him, it didn't matter. They all looked up to David Wright, and he was such a fantastic role model. Do you think we could see him in a coach's role or in a front office role potentially?
I would say not right away. And I don't think he'll ever really have the desire to coach or manage it and do that thing in uniform where he's traveling around. He's with the team on a daily basis like that. I just don't think it's in his DNA. I don't think, you know, he has such an outlook on life that I think a lot of players don't, and that baseball is one part of it. And don't read that the wrong way, because it's a huge part of it. And he wants more than anything to contribute and to win a World Series and to be a part of all of this. But when his playing career is over, I don't think he necessarily needs it. I don't think he's the type of guy who needs to be around the game to feel fulfillment in his life. As far as maybe like a front office role or anything along those lines, an advisory type of thing, yeah, I don't think he's going away. I think he'll be around the team in some capacity, whether that's once a year or on a regular basis. But I get so many tweets and emails from people on a regular basis saying he should become a coach. He should, before the Mets hired Mickey Callaway, he should become the next manager and things like that. And I just really don't think that's what he's after, but he's not going to disappear. He's not going to go anywhere. I think throughout his retirement, you know, David Wright will be back and he'll be a part of things. He'll be a part of reunions and he'll be a part of the team, even if he's not necessarily contributing on the field or in the front office or anything like that.
Another member of the Mets organization that we haven't really heard from recently, but who decided to break his silence, as you put it, was Jeff Wilpon. And he said, yeah, I understand the fan base's frustration. Why now? Why decide to speak on this? Why not just, you know, never say anything and let the team be?
Yeah, I was surprised, too. I think all of us who were covering that event were surprised that it came out. It almost seemed random, the timing. But then if you look at it, you know, there's been a groundswell. There's been a crescendo of criticism, and you know, the Mets haven't been among the top payrolls in the league despite playing in New York City and being a quote unquote big market team. So I think it just reached a point where the Mets felt like they had to respond, and he probably personally felt like he had to respond. And you know, that doesn't necessarily change anything. To the contrary, I think it only underscores that, you know, this is their business philosophy and it's not going to change. But I do think fans appreciate hearing from the owner, hearing from the people who make decisions like that. So, I think, I don't know if this is going to be a regular thing, but it had been 3.5 years since he last talked about the payroll. So maybe it becomes more of a regular thing. Maybe we start to hear from Jeff Wilpon a little bit more so that it doesn't become this just building and building and building and people criticizing and all of that. So, again, I was surprised, but I do think it was a necessary thing for him to do. I think it's necessary for any owner to be accountable to their fans, and you know, I'd like to see it continue going forward.
All right, last thing before we let you go, Anthony, we're going to hear some names being called tonight at the Hall of Fame announcement. One of those names we're expecting who will be inducted will be Chipper Jones, the Mets killer. How much do you think Mets fans appreciate what he did during his career, even though they were doing it to their team?
Yeah, I think fans should, certainly. I think there's a segment of any fan base that's going to have a maybe hatred is a strong word, but, you know, really not enjoy that. But I like to think the majority of fans can take a step back and recognize greatness when you see it. And he really was one of the best players of all time, certainly one of the best third basemen of all time. And you know, a big part of that Mets Braves rivalry in the late 90s into the early 2000s. Such a great player, really was a monster at Shea Stadium over the years. And, you know, I think as a baseball fan, within Mets fans should be able to appreciate that. He's a surefire Hall of Famer, and sure looks like he's getting in on the first ballot. So good for him. Congratulations to him. And maybe you can look past that net killer persona for just a little bit here.
Yeah, absolutely. Just at least to be able to be happy for him for one night. All right, Anthony, that's going to do it for us here on MLB.com Extras Mets Edition. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode, so make sure you stay tuned. Anthony, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
You got it.